Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Let's do the guide. Liverpool with Jay Hind. I was just having a sly chuckle there at your Valentine's suggestions on the site there. You go on the guideliverpool.com. You put 10 smoochy love songs.
See, what do you want to listen to on Valentine's morning? You want to listen to something proper smoochy, don't you? Something
smooth. Boys to Men.
Well, we thought we'd go back to the 90s and do them R&B slow jam favourites. that Radio City used to play all the time. They were great tunes. Yeah. Perfect to wake up
R.
to
Kelly.
Your loved one. Yes.
Hello, Cool J.
All your favourites, Steve.
My goodness me. If Mrs. H put this, the walls would tumble down. right, let's have a look at what's going on this week. Loads on the site, The Guide Liverpool. What are we looking ahead to? Let's start with a bit of fine dining.
Well, it's all been about Valentine's Day, hasn't it? And this was something that we were promoting yesterday, if you like, to kind of say this is a perfect gift for Valentine's Day for your other half. It's the event is happening on the 24th of Feb, so it's only next week. Basically, it's a fine dining, exquisite experience at Knowsley Hall. Now, we've been to Knowsley Hall at a wedding.
A couple of times.
Which was brilliant.
And we had a station party, Christmas party at Knowsley Hall, didn't
we? Oh, did
we?
I don't know if I was invited to that. Or maybe I was too tiddly.
I think it got a little bit chaotic as well. I'm not sure whether Knowsley Hall were very happy after that.
I doubt they'll let you in ever again. but Knowsley Hall dates back to 1495. It is a beautiful building. Last week, I was lucky enough to be invited to kind of sample this new night that they're putting on. And just driving up the grounds in the dark and then seeing this beautiful building all lit up. It's stunning. The Earl and the Countess of Derby obviously live there. They were away on holiday last week, so I didn't meet them. But it was a taster session for this special night that's happening 24th of Feb. They got a brand new executive chef who's Paul McNeish. He's from Australia and he comes in and just creates this amazing food. So it was a 5-course taster menu with all sorts
on
there.
So you had a go at this?
Oh, yeah. It was gorgeous. And the wine as well, because you get a sommelier.
No idea. I'm not a wine drinker.
It's a wine expert who gives you tips on how to drink your wine correctly.
What were your 5 courses?
Don't ask me to. I couldn't say the names of them, but basically the first one was tuna with wasabi ice cream, which was beautiful. There was some fish in there. It was gorgeous. The dessert, though, was stunning. It was 2 little donuts with candy floss on the top, salted caramel. And the chef come out, he speaks to you before every course, and he said, at the end of the course, I want to see all your mouths open. Mm. And your mouths are turned black, your teeth and your tongue and everything. He put something in there to kind of create that effect. But check it out. There's details on our site. There's a little video as well. The next one is 24th of Feb. Just to go into the hall and see the rooms that you wouldn't normally see. It's brilliant. Great experience.
Knowsley Hall Fine Dining.
Yes.
Now, if it meets Jay's standards, it must be very good.
It's got to
be.
Yes.
Let's shift from that to a bit of music. And Mike Lowry.
Yeah, we've been talking about Mike Lowry for ages. Big Liverpool band, vocal harmony group. It's 5 lads from Liverpool, kind of taking over the world at the moment. They've just come off tour with Justin Bieber, the biggest star on the planet. They've done a big European tour with him. They're coming back to Liverpool.
When did that start? That seems like just a few weeks ago you said they were going on that.
I think that was like September, October.
3 months on the road.
They've done like 32 dates across Europe. But now they're kind of getting that recognition they deserve across the country. They've had 50 million live streams of their music. They really are going to be the next big thing. They're back in Liverpool this Saturday playing the O2 Academy, and we spoke to them about how it feels to play back home.
Super excited for it.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Is it nerve-wracking performing when it's a home crowd?
Yeah, it's even worse, I think, back at Liverpool. It's the worst.
People know you, just watching you, I knew it.
I get that whole thing of it. Is it nerve-wracking? They could be playing to 50,000. If they don't know them, it's fine. But as soon as you stand up in front of someone you know, all of a sudden in your head goes, oh, I can't muck up here.
Well, it's all your neighbours and your aunties and everyone that must come and support you. But there are some tickets left for Saturday night, O2 Academy in Liverpool. That'll be a great, great gig.
Are they really going to be that big, are they?
I would imagine I'd be very, very surprised if not. They're already getting there. So, yeah, definitely.
Right, Chrissy Rock.
We all love Chrissy Rock, one of Liverpool's favourite comedians. She's back. Now, she's launching something at District House. District House is the former news bar. It did close down just after Christmas. It's under new management now, and they've put together this kind of whole massive calendar of events for 2017. Lots of live music, lots of shows. And Chrissy Rock is going to be doing a monthly bingo. It's bingo with a difference. It's called Chrissy Rock Shocking Bingo. It launches on Friday, March the 10th. Tickets available now. It's part bingo, part surprise, surprise, all comedy gold, and Chrissy will deliver the ultimate party night with surprise special guests.
So it's a little bit of a rip-off of Bongo Bingo.
Yeah, maybe an older version of Bongo's Bingo. But Chrissy Rock, she is outrageous. She is hysterical. And we asked her, why should people go along?
You're going to have a really fabulous, fun, nice house. So we'll get all your chuckle muscles going. And we'll get here, you'll have something to eat, something to drink, and an absolute surprise of elements going right through the night.
Oh, she sounds like your sweet old nan.
She does, doesn't she? She's not like that in real life, though, trust me. But it's a beautiful venue as well, if you've never been. It's on Water Street, right at the bottom of Water Street, by the lava beds. Just go and check it out. The food will be great as well, and she will be hilarious.
Do you know Chrissy?
I know her, yeah, kind of just through work and stuff. She's hysterical.
Is she the character that she comes
she
across
really
as?
She really is, yeah. She's probably more outrageous off camera.
She looks a bit brutal to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't like a dig off her now.
No, I would imagine if you're in the audience at that bingo
anything
and she decides
could
to pick on you.
You wouldn't want to go the loo while Chrissy Rock's on stage.
Even the lads there. Ooh, right, half term next week. Lots of people heading away, but lots of people want something to do right here.
Exactly, tons going on as always. Sefton Park Palm House, they've got something really special happening. For 2 days, next Wednesday and Thursday, between 1 and 3 p.m, the Palm House will be transformed into a land of make-believe. For craft afternoons with Liv LaMode, they're going to be running this. So they've got the Gruffalo going on a bear hunt. Tons of storytelling for the kids. So lots happening. That's between 1 and 3 next Wednesday and next Thursday at the Palm House. And as well, there's something at the Epstein. It's a bit of a strange one. Have you seen any of the pantos at the Epstein?
No.
Okay. The dame in the Epstein panto is hilarious. Think Ali G with a frock on. Mm. Really, really funny guy. He's basically come up with this new idea for a family entertainment show at the Epstein this half term. It starts on Friday. It's called Super Booty, a fun-filled family show full of surprises, knockabout naughtiness, 9 nutty ninjas in the show. It's going to be outrageous, but it's great for the kids. So we spoke to Michael Chapman, who plays Super Booty, to tell him where he
comes. I come up with this idea of this superhero called Super Booty. He goes, "Mum, is that you?" And I go, no. My name is Super Booty. What's my name? To all the kids and everything. And they go, Super Booty. Really? And for some reason, it sort of caught on. It was only like a 2-minute scene. So I thought, ooh, we're onto something here.
Super Booty sounds like an absolute nutcase.
Super Booty is a bit crazy, yeah. But that happens the kids Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The kids love him. It's a perfect day out for the kids.
Right, okay.
Check it out. That's at the Epstein.
Busy week next week with the half term. There'll be loads of kids and parents all over town looking for something to do. You'll put some more stuff on the site.
We've got a big guide going up today. Knowsley Safari Park as well. Head to Knowsley Safari Park. 5 Mile Safari Drive. It's been open for 43 years now. You'll see the elephants, the lions, the baboons. You can even get a baboon bus to take you through so you don't damage the car. It's half price for kids next week on half term.
So when you get to that little enclosure where it's the monkeys or the baboons, you can get in a bus,
can't you?
Just so your car doesn't get...
Don't get poo all over your car. Yes.
Yeah, because they get on, don't they? And they start sort of ripping.
They rag everything off, don't they? But it's great, Knowsley Safari Park.
Rag it. Right, Comic-Con. Comic-Con, what's going on?
Comic-Con, it's the second year in Liverpool now, so it's MCM Comic-Con. Huge names have been announced. Starsky and Hutch are going to be there.
That's my Comic-Con. Saturday night.
All the 70s
Daisy
stars.
Duke.
Daisy Duke, I don't know if she'll be there, but Starsky and Hutch.
Not looking like
there.
She was, anyway.
11th to the 12th of March, it's down at the Exhibition Centre. Last year, 23,000 people came, all dressed as Batman and Spider-Man and everything else. It's going to be amazing. Tickets available now, but they are selling out fast, so check that out.
Right, brilliant stuff. The Guide Liverpool. Get online now. You can see plenty more, including a preview of the Open Championship, which takes place at Birkdale, of course, in the coming months. Loads of other good sports, which our producer Matty has done on there. And, of course, the magnificent Lee Butler and his white teeth is the main video on it. We love it.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.